Okay, we're up to Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Mishnah. Hamafrish Nekevel Epistro. Person, a Korban Pesach has to be a Zohar Ben Shana. Within the first year and has to be a Zohar. So if a person separates in a keva for Korban Pesach, so the Chathila could never be brought as a Korban Pesach. O Zohar Ben Shtei Shanim, or a Zohar that was 2 years old. So then it was nidcha to begin with. So yira achi soiv. So you can't bring that animal, obviously, as a shlomim. So you let it graze till it gets a mum, the macher, and then you sell it. The yiplu domu v'nedava l'shlomim, and the money that it generates, you buy a shlomim. Hamafrish pischa umeis. Person was mafresh a korban pesach and he died, and there's nobody left on the korban. So lo yuvienu b'no achrav l'shem pesach. So his son, even though he yarshins the korban, he doesn't yarshin it as like he yarshins all the other money, because this is not his money. It's the money of Shammai, so it doesn't go in Yerusha like everything else. So the son doesn't bring it l'shem Pesach, he brings it l'shem Shlom. It loses its shem Pesach and becomes Moser HaPesach, and it's automatically a Shlom. Okay, Rashi. O Zohar ben Shtei Shanim, the ain't a roy l'Pesach. Either a Nekeva or a Zohar that's 2 years old is not roy for Korban Pesach. Yirat Shiestoyev, Yavi Vidor v'Shlom. The Kavate HaFrosha, the HaFrosha makes it lechatchila, what's it called, something that has to be brought as a korban. Even though in the beginning it was nidcha, it couldn't be what he wanted it to be. So it's like anything that something that was originally, originally it was nidcha, but it's similar to something that originally was supposed to be a korban pesach. Then it was nidcha. So if it was nidcha, it has to be brought as a, what's it called, not as a shlom in itself. It has to be sold, and the money bought as a shlom. Hamafrish pischo meis, the kami beforesh emas meis. The Gemara will discuss when the person died. Okay. Zomar of Huna Bereid of Yeshua. Shemami not klas. From this Mishnah, the first part, that if you're mafrish an akeva or a zohar ben shtei shani, that it has a din of dichoy, that it was a nidcha from Korban Pesach, and therefore the animal itself is not roy anymore to be brought as a shlomim, right? But its money can be brought. So we learn three things. First, shlomim or balichayim nidachim. First, we learn from here that the balichayim could be nidcha. Okay, because there's a mandiomro holds that ein dichoy only with shrutim, only after it's what's it called, it's the coffee was in here, it's I don't know why, the fumes, something. Okay, because I don't drink coffee. Okay, so one is that the first thing we learn is balichayim can be nidcha, because the man Yomro holds that the only thing that's nidcha is shrutim. Ushma mino, Rashi is going to discuss each of these things, so we're not going to have. Ushma mino dichoy mi kora havi dichoy. That there's a mandiomro holds that only mira the nidcha is nidcha. Nidcha means it was pushed away. Pushed away means it had to be fit, and then pushed away. Then it's, that's worse than where it was never fit to begin with. It was never fit to begin with, so I would say, well then when it becomes fit, it's okay. But if it was fit and then pushed away, that's worse. So I might think that the only time dichui applies is where it's near of a nidcha. It was fit and then it was pushed away. But if it never was fit to begin with and it became fit, so that's okay. Right? You know, there are cases where it was dichui meikara is for sure good. For instance, how could any korban ever be okay? The first 7 days you're not allowed to bring it as a korban. You can only bring in a korban for the eighth day on. Right? So it's what's it called? It's nidcha. First 7 days, nidcha from a korban. So there, since it wasn't ever shy to be any korban, so So that's not called nidche b'chla. Right? That is, never was fit. Now it's fit. The time came to be fit. Right? So there's a svara to say that if something was never fit to begin with, so it wasn't pushed away, it just wasn't fit. When it becomes fit, it'll become okay. But since here it was fit to be some carbon, right, after 7 days. But l'maisa l'chatchila, though, it wasn't fit to be a carbon Pesach from the time you're mafreshit, so it's as far as to say there also, right, that you need nira and nidche to be considered pushed away. Kamash v'lo, and the second thing, no, dichui meikor is also called dichui. If it wasn't fit from the very beginning, it's also called being pushed away. Unless it wasn't fit for anything, ever as a korban, then this doesn't apply. Ushmamino yesh dichui b'damim. And also, something that was never kodesh for hakrava. It was only kodesh for tzedamim, for the money. There's dichui in that too. There's dichui in kedushas damim, not only in kedushas hakuf. And we'll see if the Rashi, Ketosis learns l'chora, these two things have to go together. Because something that was nidcha meikara, right, is only kedushas damim. Right, from the beginning, you couldn't bring it as a carbon. That means that you couldn't didn't have kedushas hakuf. So the second two things really go together, the way Rashi learns that. Right? Every dichui bedamim is a dichui meikara. Okay. Every dichui meikara is a dichui bedamim. Okay. See Rashi. So those are the three things that we learn from the fact that if you're mafresh and a keva for carbon pesach, that is considered nidcha, you can't bring that as a shlamim, but you bring the money as a shlamim. Okay, Rashi. Shema mino balichayim nidachim. Behemesh nidcheis bechayim dechuya dichui gavu. Even an animal that's alive can be nidche. Sheafvich shenireis. Even when it becomes fit afterwards, l'mashahoisa ru'uya ena kreve l'roa. That when it'll become fit, you can't bring that animal as a carbon. You can only bring what it generates because it was nidche. It's pushed away from being a carbon. The hadisnan tira below korva shlo minhi gufa shizuhi riyosa kemitchila. Right, that from the fact that it says that you sell, you wait till it gets a mum and sell it and bring a shlamim, but don't bring it itself as a shlamim, you see that bali chayim can be pushed away. Shekol moser pesach kar shlamim. Anything that is generated by a korban pesach is brought as a shlamim. Right, and here it wasn't fit to be a korban pesach to begin with, so it's called Moser HaPesach. So L'chari should bring it as a shlamim. But since it was Nidche to begin with, so you can't bring it as a shlamim, you bring only the money. Udalok Reb Shimon, Da'omer Balechayim Enidachim. Reb Shimon holds a perek Shnei Se'irin. Yuma, Reb Shimon's the one who holds that Balechayim can't be pushed away. Digamrinam b'balmum, Shenidche u'lekshaover mum manura. Because he learns from Balmum. Balmum over, a temporary mum. When it has the mum, it's pasul. When the mum goes away, it's kosher again. So you see that it was never nidcha, since it was alive. And Rashi says, "Meireisha nami shamin ala." L'chora, we don't have to learn from this case. The fact that bali chayim are nidachim, we could learn from the last Mishnah, right? The last Mishnah is that you were mafresh, an animal that got lost, and under certain circumstances, it was nidcha, right? It was lost before chatzos. So when Chatzos came, or lost before the Shechita of the other one, when the Shechita came, was Matchid. So we see that in that case, where it was Nidche, it's still Nidche, even though it's Balechayim. So Rashi says, we really could have learned it from the previous Mishnah. But here we hear all three things, so it brought it down over here. But it could have said, Shema Mino on the first Mishnah, Balechayim Nidachim. Tosus, if you remember, learns differently, because we spoke out when 2 days ago, I think, that l'chora, how is our Mishnah fit with the man Yomer who says bali chayim ein nidachim vayavuda, right? So we explained over there you're madcha biyadayim, right? So when you're madcha biyadayim, you shechted an animal, the other one was standing there, and you shechted this one as opposed to that one, so then you actively are madcha. Everybody holds yesh dichui the bali chayim. So it's no right. It's only over here where it wasn't dichui biyadayim, right? Because just the animal wasn't fit to be a Korban Pesach. It was in a keva. You don't madcha it by doing something to another animal that was madcha this. Tosfos holds that the first mission is no raya, that yesh dichui b'alechayim. Everybody would hold yesh dichui b'alechayim when you're madcha b'yadayim. It's only this mission where it's not dichui b'yadayim. It just happened to be nidche because it wasn't a zocher, ben shava. So here we learn yesh dichui b'alechayim. The Rashi obviously argues on that. Ushma mina dichui mikora havi dichui. From the very beginning, this wasn't fit to be a Korban Pesach. The Ka'amar Yireh v'lo Yikriv Shlomim Wa'atzmo. Since, therefore, you don't bring this animal as a Shlomim, right? Because otherwise, being Mafrish in a Keva for Korban Pesach would have automatically been a Shlomim. But no, since it wasn't fit to be Korban Pesach from the very beginning, so it can't be a Shlomim. It can only generate a Shlomim. The Ikalaman Diomer Sechas Sukkah, the Ain Dichui Alanir of an Idche. And there's a Man Diomer in Sukkah who says the only kind of Dichui is where it was fit and then you pushed it away. But if it was pushed away to begin with, that's not called being pushed away. When it'll become Roy, then it'll be Roy. Okay. Ushma mino yesh Dichui Bedomin. And also, we learn from here that Dichui applies not only to Kedushas Aguv, but even Kedushas Domin. There's a Shaila in Sukkah with the yesh dichui b'mitzvahs, right? In other words, the mitzvahs also have that. Now, the more kodesh something is, the more it's possible to say once it was pushed away, that's it. It doesn't come back. So kedushas haguf is the biggest kedusha. Kedushas damim is less. Kedushas hamitzvah is a lesser kedusha. So you can hold that kedushas haguf is nitcha, but maybe not kedushas damim. Kedushas damim, but not maybe kedushas hamitzvah. So here's a chiddush that what's it called, the third chiddush, that even kedushas damim can be nidche. Kedepricious become makamos. Rashi says what's shat yish dichui b'damim is like I explained in a few different places. Bigmara matzino lashon zeh. We find this lashon dichui b'damim in a few different places. Gabi hadam Rabbi Yochanan. One is by where Rabbi Yochanan said behemah shal shnei shutfin. If you have an animal that belongs to two partners, and one of them was makdish his part, but only his part becomes kodesh. So you can't be makdish the rest, because normally if you're makdish half an animal, so the whole animal becomes kodesh, because pashta kedusha bekula. But here, somebody else owns the other half. So the whole animal can't become kodesh because the fact that he owns the other half, you can't be makdish somebody else's animal. So it remains only half kodesh. Half kodesh, you can't be makdish. So what's the kedusha? L'dami. Right? In other words, it's like kodesh, not for the mizbeach, it's kodesh, but its money value is kodesh to the beis hamikdash. Then you bought the other half, and now you're makdish the other half. So it was nidcha meikara, but it was only kedushas damim, and now it's fit to be a korban. But since it was nidcha, it doesn't become roy, and you can only generate a korban from that. Can't bring that as a korban. And the Gemara says over there the same thing. Shema mina klas kihacha. Over there it's balechayim, so balechayim are nidachim, and it's dichui meikara because lechatchila when you were makdish shit, you couldn't bring it as a korban. And it's only the kedushas damim. U'meseches kedushin u'vizvachim. Right, same thing. The Gemara brings down this case of Rabbi Yochanan. V'lamadi t'pirusha meseches krisis. Right, I don't know where Rashi is going through this whole thing of telling you how he learned this out, but it's obvious because Tosfos has a whole different shot here, which we're not going to go through. But it's obvious that Rashi understood there's another way of learning, and he's telling you that I went through these sugyas, and I'm telling you this is the way to learn. Okay, because there is another way to learn. So, and I learned from Croesus, the Gemara in Croesus says a little bit differently. Shema mina kedushas damim nidche. Not yesh dichui b'damim is also the idea is the same thing as kedushas damim nidche. That if something's only kodesh, kedushas damim, it could be nidche. Kolomar, shema mina afilu dover shlo kiddush tchilu lehakrovas gufo. El Ladama, something that lechatchila was not fit to be brought as a korban itself. Only the damim, that's also called nidichui. And when it becomes roy afterwards, even for Kedushas HaGuf, you can't bring it as a korban itself. Kigon hittish chetshe v'chetshe hasheni chule. Where you're makdish half an animal, and because the other half was owned by somebody else, it remains only half kodesh. Dichu likoriv v'gufa b'tchil sekdesho. So when you made that half hektish, you can never bring half an animal in his mayach. So what was it kodesh for? Its value. Eino koriv. Od la'olam. So now, even though later on it'll become fit to be nikra, it's still the nitra. Tohoyo v'nitra yitra. And you don't say that dichui only applies when it was kodesh for hakarava and it was pushed away from hakarava, then it can't become fit for hakarava again. But if it never was kodesh for hakarava, and again, it never was kodesh for hakarava either because it was nidcha meikara or because the original hekdish was only ladami, they really go together. Okay? Shalo hikdish legufa v'nidcha mihakrif avakdushas damim lo alima lameima beitoris dichui. But in order for something to be nidcha, it has to be pushed away. So it had to be really kodesh. But if it's only semi-kodesh, only kedushas damim, that's not enough to be considered pushed away. So later on, when it'll become roy. Right? It's only something intense could be pushed away. Something less intense doesn't get pushed away. And I might think that if later on it becomes fit to be makriv, like the guy bought the other half and was makdish it too, that it's okay. It was never pushed away, and now it's roy lahakrov. It could be makriv it. And that's how I understand that over here, yesh dichui b'damin. The same thing that it says in Kritzus, yesh dichui b'kdushas damin. Over here, same thing. When you're a mafresh in a cave of a korban pesach, lo chaz yigufa lepesach, it never was fit to be brought as a pesach. Eloki akdash ledonim akdash. So when you were makdash, what did you really mean? That the money is kodesh for the sake of korban pesach. You're going to generate a pesach from this. But I did it chuyah, the lo chaz yilakruve gufa ledvar shukdash ala. And since it was never fit to be makriv for what you were makdish it, never could be a pesach, right? So it can't even be a shlomit. Amrin and tidcha la'olam, afila la'akra pesach, the chomosra pesach habishlomit. Now it is fit to be a shlomit. It's fit now because a nekeva could be a shlomit. It couldn't be a pesach because a nekeva can't be a pesach. So even though lechatchila when you were makdish it, you could never bring it for what you intended. So it was really only kodesh for its money. Now, after Pesach, any korban Pesach would have been a shlamin. So, now it's fit to be a shlamin. No, you can't bring it as a shlamin. In a cave of a shlamin, that's a chazer. In a cave, it could be a shlamin. Diktani masnisen, domneha shlamin. Avagufalo. The Mishnah says, no, you can't bring it now as a shlamin. You can only bring the money. Alma alima kedushas damim lomer batoras dichui. You see that kedushas damim is strong enough to be pushed away, and not to be able to bring this animal ever as a carbon, but only the money that it generates. The loashka on the pligi tanoi b'hanosa. Rashi said, I didn't find anywhere that there's somebody who openly argues on this fact that there's only dichui by kedushas aguf. Miu tuva shmeinen tshuvas rabbeinu akan. That's how Rashi wrote his tshuva, and this is an insertion into Rashi's Perish, where Rashi explained in detail why he came to the conclusion that dichui b'damim is dichui b'kedushas damim. Utmiya liyami goring osra pesach sheroi lepesach, kedamrinin b'ha'isha v'nitrucho v'naisi b'mosra. Rashi says, the only problem is, why is this different than mosra pesach? Whereas makdish an animal, lechatchila, to be a shlamin, to be a mosra pesach, which lechatchila is a shlamin. Why isn't this animal roy to be a shlamin to begin with? That's kmiya. But the mice, that's not the case. Since it's in the keva, right, it's not even roy to be mosra pesach lechatchila. You intended it to be a pesach, it was nidcha from that, so you can't bring it as a shlamin. Okay, go on. Tana Rabban. Now we're going to the second case of the Mishnah. Hamafrish es pischa umes. Person was mafrish es korban pesach and he died. So im b'nal mimuna imo, if his son is part of the chabura, he's part of the menuyim, yivienu l'shum Pesach, then he can bring it for korban Pesach. Because one of the menuyim died, but there's other menuyim on it, and the son is one of them. Ein b'no mimuna imo, if the son is not mimuna on this korban, so he can't bring it as korban Pesach, he has another korban Pesach. He's not monoy on this korban. So yivienu l'shum shlami, l'shishasar. So on the 16th day of Nisan, he can bring it as a shlami, because it's mosra Pesach. It's an animal that originally was supposed to be a Pesach, and for whatever reason, it was pushed away from being a Pesach, because it's not, what's it called, not l'menuyah. And so the mele becomes a shlami. So you can bring it as a shlami. On the 16th, l'teshvav lo, you can't bring it on the 15th, because it's yantav. Why? Because sovereign and dharma dharma say craving be yantav, because you can't bring voluntary korbanos on yantav. That he holds like that man the yomer. Rashi. Bino nimna imo, imhoye bino nimna imo, v'dayin nesh lo bailin. If the son was also nimna on this korban Pesach, so the korban Pesach still has an owner, so then he can bring it as korban Pesach. Okay, but he can only bring it on Chol HaMoed. He can't bring it on Yom Tov, because now it becomes a shlomim, which is a voluntary korban, and voluntary korbanos you don't bring on Yom Tov. At least according to that man the Omer. He holds like the man the Omer that a voluntary korban you don't bring on Yom Tov, because even though it's a shlomim and you eat part of it, but part of it goes on the Mizbeach, so it's not Ochel Nefesh. And what's brought on the Mizbeach is not considered Ochel Nefesh. Mara says, the Misa Av Amos. When did the father die? Okay. Ilema de Mis Kodim Chatzos. If the father died before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Okay. So, Beno Memuna Imo Yivien L'Shum Pesach. So, is that the case where the son can bring this as Korban Pesach? The father died before Chatzos. That means that whole day, the guy's an Onei. So, he can't bring his father from Korban Pesach. He can't bring Korban Pesach. Before the Zman of Korban Pesach, he was an Onen. So he can't bring Korban Pesach, right? And we learned before that an Onen, you don't shecht for an Onen, that even though he can eat at night. Rashi. Inema demis kodim chatzos ubo b'yom, right? Hachal aninu soleh, bereshi. He died on Erev Pesach. So when Chatzos came, he was an Onen. The Sulo Chayli Alechiyub the Pesach Liyu B'Fnei Atzman. He can't bring this Korban Pesach anymore because he's an Onen when the Zman of Pesach started. Kiddushan, the Kulam ain't Shoftim Aleihem B'Fnei Atzman. You can't shech the Korban Pesach for an Onen alone. Right? We learned before that we're afraid that he may make it Tameh or whatever. So even though he could eat at night, you don't shech for an Onen. So if only him and his father were on this Korban Pesach, and now he's left, and he's an Onen, you don't shech for him. Umasnis and Tani v'yenu demashma hu atzmo. Mashma, he doesn't have to mamana other people together with him, but if he's the only one left, he could bring this Korban Pesach himself. And the mice is not true. So it can't be where the father died before Chatzos, because then the son is left alone on the Korban, you don't bring it, you can't bring it alone. Must be the father died after Chatzos. So when the Korban Pesach was originally roy to be Nikra, there was two Bailim, the father and the son. And the son wasn't an old name either, because his father was alive. And now, after Chatzos, the father died. So now the question is, Ein b'no memuna imo yivienu l'shum shlomim. L'chora, how could that be? If it was kavua for Pesach at Chatzos, and now the father died, and the son is not memuna, right? So it was nidcha from Korban Pesach completely, right? This animal was nidcha, the yadayim, right? From the fact that Chatzos came, and what's it called? And after Chatzos came, it became a korban that has no bailim anymore, just like we had before, where what's it called? Where keeper bi'acher after Chatzos. And if that's the case, it's nitcha biyadayim. And everybody holds that dichui, the balichayim, biyadayim, Leitosis learns, or even Rashi learns, that this goes according to Mani, where it says Balichayim Nidachim. So how could you bring it as a shlamet? You should only be able to bring the money as a shlamet. You shouldn't be able to bring this animal as a shlamet. Hokavate Chatzos. Rashi. Ela de Mei Sacher Chatzos. Dechivin de Chayli Adin Pesach Bereisha Shokhit Leatzma. So if he would be nimne on this carbon, that wouldn't be the problem. So the ratio is not the problem. If the father died after Chatzos, and now the carbon is left with only an onain on it, the son, so you could check it for him. Why? Because since when Chatzos came, there were two owners, and now there's only one, so you could check even for the one. Since Lechatchila, when it was Roy, there were two. Since he was chayiv in Pesach before he became an old name, then we're not afraid to shecht it for him. But if he was an old name from the very beginning, before the chiyuv of korban Pesach was chal on him, the aninus, then he's so wrapped up in his aninus, we're afraid he's going to be pasul of korban, and then you don't shecht just for an old name. Why don't we just say it's talking when the father died a few days earlier? Right? Since it doesn't say that, why? Because normal situation, they weren't mafresh to Korban Pesach days before Yom Tov. They were mafresh it that day. Because if you don't have to be mafresh to Korban earlier, then you're mafresh it as late as possible, the Gemara says in Beya, that you shouldn't come to a takala. Hillel used to be mafreshes korban in the Azara. So you're surely not mafreshes days before. By korban Pesach Mitzrayim, you had to be mafreshes, what's it called, from the 10th day. And even that, the Chazon Ish holds, you didn't need mamish ha-hektish, just ha-froshim. So they weren't mafreshes, it could be, till Erev Pesach also. Okay. So that's not a problem. So if he would die after Chatzos, the ratio that if his son was part of this korban, then he could bring it as a korban Pesach, no problem. Right? So why? Because he shecht for him, and he eats at night. But the seifa is a problem. If his son was not part of this korban, then you bring that animal as a shlamim on the 16th. It's not true. You can't bring that animal as a shlamim. You can only wait till it gets a mum and sell it. Why? Because when Chatzos came, this was Roy for a Korban Pesach, the Pesach. The Idche Mishlamim. And it was Nidche now by the fact that the father died, right, and the son was not part of it. So, can't be brought anymore as a Shlamim. The Hasnana Pesach HaOmid B'Chatzos V'lo Hikrivo Yireh. If the Pesach was fit at Chatzos, and then something happened that pushed it away, so that's called Nidche. Before Chatzos, it's not called Nidche. But at Chatzos, it's called Nidche. So therefore, what's it called? You can't bring it as Korban Pesach. You can't bring it as a Shlamim. You should only be able to generate money for Shlamim. Omar Rabba. Yeah? Yeah. La'olam demis kodim Chatzos. Really, it's talking where the father died before Chatzos. And if that's the case, So he was an onain when Chatzos came. You can't shecht for him alone. So how could he bring it as Korban Pesach? It's mashma that he himself alone could bring it as Korban Pesach. Umayyad yenu l'shum Pesach, l'shum Pesach sheini, en ekonami. Today he's an onain, he won't be able to bring this animal as Korban Pesach. So it's talking where he doesn't want to, he's tamei himself, and he's pushed off the Pesach sheini. So he can bring this animal now for Pesach Sheni. Right? He doesn't have to bring it as a Shlamim, because it's still fit for Pesach. He didn't bring it the first Pesach, he'll bring it to Pesach Sheni.
Is it because he's an onain, or because he's
Pesach? No, because since he's an onain, so we can't be makriv this korban for him alone. If he'd be mamana other people on it before the Shechita, it would be okay. But he didn't. Right, and he got so torrid in the kavura that he didn't make Pesach Rishon, so he'll bring it as Pesach Sheni. That's all. Theoretically, he had another Eitzah. He could have been Mamana other people. They would shech for him and the other people, and he would eat at night. But Lamaisa, what's it called? He didn't. So when it says he should bring it as a Pesach alone, means Pesach Sheni. And then he won't be an Onen anymore. He'll be after a Shloshim. Okay. Rashi. Pesach Sheni, im lo osa sarishim, im neaninus. If in the end he didn't make Pesach Rishon because of his aninus, which was not necessary, but if he didn't, so then he brings Pesach Sheni, and this animal is fit to bring his Pesach, meaning Pesach Sheni. Abaya Omar Litzdonim Kotkdoni. Abaya said that the Mishnah should be learned that part of it's going on the Reisha, part of it's going on the Sefer. Meis Acher Chatzos, if the person died after, the father died after Chatzos, then he can bring this animal as a Pesach. Why? Because since he was not an Onen at Chatzos, he was Chayiv in Korban Pesach before he became an Onen. So then he can check for an Onen alone. So if he's Memunah on the Korban, and he became an Onen after Chatzos, then you can check for him alone. Meis Kodim Chatzos, Ein Beno Memunah Imo, if he died before Chatzos, and the son is not Memunah, it's only talking about those two cases, where he died before after Chatzos, and the son was Memunah, or he died before Chatzos, and the son was not Memunah. Then Yivienu Lashum Shlomim on the 16th. If he died, what's it called, before Chatzos, and the son was not Memunah, then it was never Nidcha, because since he died before Chatzos, and the son wasn't part of this Korban, then when Chatzos came, it was a Shlomim. It's considered Mosra Pesach. And therefore, what's it called, it was never Nidcha from that, and you can bring it as a Shlomim itself. No, because he didn't do anything. He didn't shecht any other animal. Dichui v'dams, where you shechted somebody, another carbon, and pushed this one away. He didn't do anything to push anything away. It's all passive. It's not active. He didn't do actively anything to push it away. Rashi. Litzdodim k'toni. Meis acher chatzos, the chayli alei zman chiyuv the pesach bereisha. If the father died after chatzos, where he became an, where what's it called, the chiyuv of pesach came before he became an onen, Ubeno nimnim, and the son is part of the carbon. Nishar lo bailim, maybe the carbon still has bailim. Yivienu l'shem pesach, he could bring it even alone l'shem pesach. Ein beno nimnimo lo mayri bamidi. But we're not talking in this case where the son is not part of the carbon pesach. It's only talking about where the father died before chatzos. If the son was nimnim, umasnish shanim yire ad ha'kavati chatzos. Right. Meis kodim chatzos, and in that situation, right, the halacha would be in echanami. You don't bring it as a shlamim. You wait till it gets a mum. Meis kodim chatzos, the ein beno nimneimo, you then is in shlamim. The other possibility is that the father died before chatzos, and the son is not nimne on the korban. That's the second possibility. The lo kavati chatzos, the ein beno nimneimo lo tzrich loho uruye bamidi. If what's it called? The son is not nimna with him, so you don't have to tell me anything. Devari mikra l'pesach sheni, he brings it for pesach sheni. The ashmeina mina tehecha the chol alechiyuv the pesach bereisha shoktin olav. Right, so the chiddush is only that since the chiyuv of pesach was chal on him first, you could watch the call, you could shecht it for him. Okay, let's go on. Rav Shravya Omar, another pshat over here. So far we have Rabba's pshat, Abaya's pshat, and Rav Shravi's pshat. La'olam demislacher chatzos. He's talking where the father died after chatzos. So he was an onen, what's it called, only after he was chayiv in korban pesach. Ukigon, and therefore, the case of what's it called, beno nimne imo, is very good. He can bring it for korban pesach. So what's the problem? In other words, in benonim nemo, why do you bring it as a shlomim? Why don't you just let it get mum? Why? How can you bring this animal as a shlomim? Okay, go and show you. Avid goses bechatzos. It's talking where the father was already dying as a goses. He was in the last stages of life at chatzos. And rov gosesim alamisa. Rov people or goses end up dying. So see one second. But if he was an onen to begin with, this is back from before, from Abaya. If he was an onen at Chatzos, then you don't bring the korban pesach for him alone. V'hadishnan shoftim al ha'onein. Ha'animila hecha dechai lichobis pesach alei bereisha. V'hadar chai le'aninus. When do we say we sheft for an onein alone? Is only when he was chayiv in korban pesach before he became an onein. But if he originally was an onein at the time the korban pesach chiyuv came at chatzos, you don't sheft alone for him because we're afraid that he'll be metami the korban or metami himself or whatever. So now Rav Shlavia says shohaya aviv goseis bechatzos umeis la'achar chatzos, and he died after chatzos. So beno nimne imo yivienu l'shem pesach. If the son is nimna on the korban, since when chatzos came he was not yet an onein, right? So he could bring a korban pesach for him. The hachalal of chiyuv the pesach bereisha, since he was chayiv in korban pesach before he became an onein. Ein beno nimne imo yivienu l'shem shlamin. However, if the son is not part of the korban, you could bring it as a shlamin. Now, how could you bring it as a shlamin l'chorim? The kivin de bechatzos hayakoseis. Since when chatzos came, he was a goseis. The rov goses him lemisa, and most people who are goses him end up dying. So lo kavati chatzos. So even though he wasn't dead yet, the maisa, it never was really nikba to be korban pesach, because we knew that the guy was going to die. So when chatzos came, it was what's it called? It was obvious that it wasn't going to be a korban pesach. So therefore, it never was roy. So it was roy lechatchila to be a shlamin. Okay. Okay, so that's Rav Shravia. Rav Ashi Omar, La'olam demis lachar chatzos. He's talking where the father died after chatzos. So the case of beno nimne imo is not a problem. Since he wasn't an onein when chatzos came, you could she could make this as korban pesach for him alone. For Rav Shimon, the only problem is the other case. The case where, what's it called, where it, the son was not part of the korban, and the father died after chatzos, so it's nidche. So why should you be able to bring it as a shlamim? You should only be able to bring it as the damim as shlamim. No, it goes according to Rav Shimon. The Omer ain't balichayim nidachim. This sefer goes like Rav Shimon, that ain't balichayim nidachim. So Mela, since it was still alive, it's not nidche, and you can bring it itself as a korban. La'olam Rashi, la'olam demis achr chatzos, or the kashi la'cheach yikrif shlomim, ho kavati chatzos the itchi, Rav Shimoni. The Omer b'seder yom of the perek, be'siri, balichayim enon nidochim. Elamach mismum, o esnan o mechir she'enam ru'uyim. Aval amashu roi yikorev, v'haychozi l'shlomim. Right, balichayim aren't nidche, unless they have something that's completely, what's it called, passes them up. But here it can be fit for what it can be nikra. It's nikra. Okay. Ravina Omar, Kigon Shifrisho Acher Chatzos, Umesu Balim Acher Chatzos. Because Sover Chatzos Kova. And the Ravina says, talking where you weren't mafrish the korb until after Chatzos. So when Chatzos came, it wasn't nikra. Right? And the Balim died after Chatzos. Right, and he holds a chatzos is koveya, and once chatzos came, it wasn't a korban pesach, so it can't be nidcha later on. Even though now you're mafresh it, and it was nidcha, that's not called nidcha. Nidcha means that it was roy before chatzos, and chatzos came. Chatzos is matcha. But if you were mafresh it after chatzos, even though the zman of korban pesach continues on, the dichui doesn't, what's it called, doesn't take effect after that. See Rashi. Ravino Omar Kon Shifrisho Acher Chatzos. Umesu Bolav Acher Chatzos. Bino Nimne Imo Yivienu L'Shem Pesach. So then it's clear why, if the son is still part of this, since the Aninus was Chal after Chatzos, so you could bring the Korban Pesach for him, since he was Chayiv in Korban Pesach before he became an Onin. Dechiyuv the Pesach Chayiv L'Bereisha, but Ein Bino Nimne Imo Yivienu Shlamin. But if the son is not part of this Korban, you could still bring it as a Shlamin. And not have to sell it. Why? The kivin de bechatzos adayin lo hufresh ain kan kova litchos. Since when chatzos came, the korban was not yet a korban pesach. Wasn't hukdash. That's not nitche. The kesover tana didon chatzos kova velo kol shar zman shchita. It's only chatzos that's koveya, not the rest of the zman shchita. But according to Rav Zeir, according to Rava, that shchita is koveya. So every second of the Zman Shchita could be matzah. And therefore, even if you were matzah after Chatzos, right, and then the guy became an onen, so that minute after Chatzos, what's it called, the 10 minutes after Chatzos is also matre, because the shchita is matre. So where the shchita is matre, but something else, and the zmana shchita is matre, is also no good. But according to Reb Zeira, that Chatzos is the ikar, not the shchita, so only that moment of Chatzos can be matre. Once it wasn't roy for, it wasn't a korban Pesach at all, it wasn't mufresh before Chatzos. It was only mufresh after Chatzos. There's no, nothing's going to be matzeh now. It's no, not called dichoy, and the mele could be, it's immediately ishlam. It never was roy for Pesach in a time it was nitcheh. L'chatchil, it was roy for ishlam. That's all.